Are you in pain? Do you know someone who is in pain? Does life just freaking suck right now? Well, you're in luck because
Hurt.
today's episode, yeah, you hurt because today's episode, we're going to talk about how to cope with pain. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. What's going on, Danny?
What's up, Randy?
You know, Danny, this episode I wanted to do because I have been in pain for it's going on 3 weeks right now. Some back and neck pain
I
and
know it
everything.
feels
I
like
have some
forever because
like
you bitch
pain
about it
patches
so
on.
much. No,
Dude,
just
it
kidding.
is, and you know what's the crazy thing is that looking back, pain kind of fades a little bit because like this is one of the most painful things I can remember. But like, I mean, I was hit by a car. And I survived that. So, like, I'm pretty sure that was painful and I broke bones and stuff. But, like, in terms of memory, this is pretty much the worst. And it makes
Well,
life suck.
it does. And you know what's funny though? It's like we intentionally don't remember that stuff because you think about it, if we did, like, you know, they always say, like, if a woman remembered how painful pregnancy was, they would never want to have a kid again. Like, one would be plenty. You know, you would never want to do that again. So it's like, it's funny because that happens to us a lot where I notice, like, we, things I used to always think that, like, I had friends who did like rode motorcycles and stuff when I was young and jumped them and stuff, and like I remember them like breaking bones and stuff. I was like, dude, how do you get back on it? But I think that's part of it is you just don't, like, you don't remember because you would never do that thing again if you did remember how bad it hurt, you know? And it's like, so it just fades away after a while. It's weird.
But in the moment, the worst
Sucks.
freaking thing on earth. And so for the past 3 weeks, I've been going through whatever. And dude, it's been making my life like I turn into a piece of shit. Like, really, just very irritable, like moody, just, you know, a crab,
Well,
basically.
think about it though. When you're in pain, like you have to, you know, I think we forget how much energy it takes us to like compensate when we're in pain or when we're not feeling well to do the normal things we do. So, like, you know, your energy levels are probably real low. So, you're like, your anger, your frustration, all that's going to be amped up real high because your triggers are going to be real small, right? You don't have the energy to cope and to let things go. So, it's like, yeah, you feel everything. It sucks.
And yeah, my sleep's been out the window because like I wake up every couple hours, and it's kind of funny because like there's a I heard about the attribution bias recently where we think that when other people do messed up stuff, it's because there's something wrong with them, like that it's their personality. But when we do messed up stuff, it's because of the situation. So like I'm a complete jerk here, and I'm like, oh, it's because I'm in pain. But somebody else is doing this stuff, and I'm like, they're a mess. Like they have a terrible personality. What's wrong with them?
They're
And
assholes.
yeah, so this is one of the benefits of being in pain is I can kind of see this stuff.
Yeah.
But
You know,
yeah.
it's fine. That's a good point though. It is a good chance to like just remember that like other people go through stuff too. 'Cause we don't think of other people as real whole people. We never do with an inner life. And so like when they are mean to us, we interpret everything within that moment rather than thinking like, you know, well, maybe they had a bad day. Maybe they had a fight with their loved one. Maybe they're in pain. Maybe somebody died. You don't know. Right. So all these things could have, you know, just reduced their ability to handle life. Because that's kind of what it does. It's like being in pain like reduces your ability to handle things significantly, you know? And it's like,
Significantly.
yeah, it's hard. And it's scary too, I think, because like, you know, I think most of us too like fear, you know, the slow degradation of our body basically over time. And like whenever we get injured and stuff, it like kind of is scary because it's like, is this what it's going to be like, you know, later or forever? And yeah,
Dude, when you're
terrifying.
in it, you think it's gonna be like this forever.
Yeah. And
Like,
like you'll never get
yeah.
used to it. Like, you know, you'll never adjust.
And just like perspective of life goes out the window. Like we were talking about this last week, how like when I'm in pain, I'm like, man, most of my life is just terrible. But then when I'm not, I'm like, hey, it's not bad, you know? But yeah.
It's really bad. Yeah, we're terrible at like judging things, I think. It's really funny. You know, there's a dog. When I walk my dog, there's one dog around here that walks that only has 3 legs. And it's so funny how fast animals adapt to things like that. Like he looks so happy and like fine. Like, you know, it's like, you know, he hops a lot, but that's okay. You know, he gets
Yeah.
around. And it's just funny, like they don't seem to have that, like the conscious, like self-reflection thing is terrible in a lot of cases because we just focus on stuff. Like when you're in pain, you focus on the pain all the time and how it's in the way rather than like, you know, doing other things and taking your mind off it, you know?
I've actually been, so I was trying to do that because like there were a couple of days where the pain was, especially when I wake up in the morning, where the pain was just like on the
Oh
border
God,
of
the morning's
unbearable.
brutal. Yeah, right, because
Like
you've been
just,
sleeping and like you're stiff and
yeah,
all,
and the
yeah.
pain medications have worn off and like it's just like, but I tried a few days, I tried like meditating with it because I was reading stuff about like the pain body and whatever, and about how most of the pain that we experience is like past pain. It's not actually present pain. So if we could stay present with the pain and see how it moves and shifts, then, you know, oh my God. I mean, granted, there is truth to it. Like I saw it moving around the body. I saw that, you know, come and go in waves, but there were some points where it was just like the most intense, excruciating thing on earth. And yeah.
Is it
So
like
I
a
actually thought
nagging
of this
pain or a
topic.
sharp, intense pain?
Oh, dude, it goes dull to like waves of just sharp pain.
Yeah, that's hard. That's where it's the worst too. I hate that because it's like, yeah, it's jarring when that happens.
And it's like, and there's like no, it affects like my whole left side and arm and shoulder and everything, and there's no
Yeah.
comfortable position, period.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, so it's just been a mess. But, oh yeah, so one of the reasons I wanted to do this episode is because I was like, how do people with chronic pain live? Like
Yeah.
people, I mean, how can you even do this? Like if this is your life forever, how do you possibly live? So I look up like how to deal with chronic pain, and the suggestions suck. Like
Yeah.
literally, they suck. It's like relax, you know, because
Breathe.
I look, I dude, yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Relax, breathe, meditate, get a massage. Like, but it's just like I look at
Stop
that stuff and I'm
crying.
like, yeah,
That's what it would be.
but I'm like, relax. I'm like, are you freaking serious? Like,
Yeah.
how can you possibly relax when you're in pain? Like when you're hurting this bad. Like I get that. I mean, I do
Yeah.
ice baths and it hurts, and you can learn to relax in that hurt, but like this is next level,
Yeah,
different
but
type of
there's
stuff.
also a difference though. There's a big difference between willingly and knowingly subjecting yourself to an ice bath that you know lasts for X amount of time, where the pain's going to peak and then go away, and you can get out whenever you want. That's a big, I, you know, there's a big difference between
Ooh.
that and then something where you have no control over when it ends. And I think
That's
that
a
is the
really good
difference.
point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The ice baths. Yeah. I mean, I teased you about that before, but it had nothing to do with it because really, like, there's, you know, that's a situational thing that you construct. You know, it's not something that you have no control over. And that's the hard part.
Yeah. I mean, because theoretically, like pain eventually will go. Like when I die, pain will be gone or
Yeah,
whatever. Or it'll recede
theoretically.
on its own beforehand, you know? But the thing is that you make a good point with the ice bath. It's like, I know that that's going to be 3 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever. But like
Yeah.
this, I have no freaking idea. Like I thought this is probably the longest that I can remember being in pain for any one period of time.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, it seems like it'll just go on forever. Like, how am I supposed to know
Well,
when this
like,
thing will end?
think about it. If you knew, like, if you knew with certainty that like it was going to be 2 weeks, it would suck, but you would know it's going to end. So you just tell yourself, I just gotta get through today, you know, another day, and you knock those days out, and then you know before you know it'd be over. But like when you don't know, that's the scary thing, because then you don't know when it's going to end, you don't know when it's going to go away, and then that fear of like it lasting forever becomes real, and you know that, like, yeah, terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very
And
hard.
so I was also, when I was doing the meditating, I was thinking about like, what is actually going on? Because, like, yeah, there's pain, but like, the pain is kind of a rationalization. Like, there's a sensation. And
Yeah.
I rationalize that that's pain and I don't, and I judge that I don't like that. So, like, really, I was thinking about it a lot. And I was like, really, what's happening is this is just like an extremely uncomfortable moment,
Yeah.
you know? Like,
It's an
and
uncomfortable feeling. Like, that's all it
yeah.
is. And like the only reason why we interpret it bad as pain is because that's our interpretation of it. It is just a
Because we
feeling.
don't like
And
uncomfortable moments.
yeah, but in some sense, it's in some weird sense, it's no different than feeling pleasure, or no different than feeling hot or cold, right? It's just a feeling that we then interpret, and the interpretation adds a lot to it and adds meaning to it. I mean, pain's tricky because I think, like, you know, there's obviously that evolutionary thing of like when we're in pain, it's also a reminder to the body to that we can heal, right? not to do things that are going to make it worse or hurt it, to be careful, right? So it does give us good information, I guess you could say, to not, cause the situation to be worse, but it is just, it's just a feeling, right? And it's easier said to think that way than when you're not in pain, though, but still, yeah. It is weird, though. It is hard to deal with, too. Pain just, it just sucks. It's just, life is hard. It is very hard. Because even when we do things right, these things happen. Like, that's the other thing. Like, it's not like you do anything necessarily wrong. You're very
Dude,
physically active. You're very physically
apparently
fit.
this is like from exercising. Apparently. So from being healthy and exercising, this is a exercise-induced rotator cuff syndrome. So like apparently from trying to be healthy and do all that stuff, that's what you get. Damned if
You
you
get
do,
hurt.
damned if you don't.
It's brutal. And then it just sucks too, because pain is just like, I think all of us do when we deal with it. It just wears us down. It just makes life, and I think that's maybe that's part of our problem too, is that like we don't rest as much as people used to. We don't have as much downtime. Like, we do have downtime, but we're always stressed about something, about some like thing that has to get done and all this. And so like all of our days use up all of our energy. We don't have a lot of excess, I don't think. Like, and I think so it's hard because whenever something happens, that just puts this, huge burden on you for energy that you don't have access to. Yeah. And now you're stuck with it.
Exactly. So there is one thing that they didn't have on the list that I thought was actually kind of useful. I don't
Oh,
know if
yeah.
it'll be helpful, but actually crying. You said stop crying, but actually crying kind of helps. Like there was a point where the pain was like on the verge of unbearable. I was on like max dose of all pain medications. The pain was like pretty much
Yeah.
unbearable. And I was just like, I surrender. Like,
I
you win,
give
And
up. It hurts.
I was just crying. And, like, it happened while I was going for a walk too, to like try and like get out of my head from the pain. But like, then I don't know if it was endorphin release or something, but I felt like this release. And then like, I felt a very strong connection with life. Like I felt like I could look in other people's eyes and see if they were in pain too. It was a pretty interesting thing.
That's interesting. I think that makes sense though, because, well, they do say crying does release. It does do something. I forget what hormonal or like chemical thing it is, but it definitely does make you feel like better afterwards. And it probably is like it's some sort of endorphin or something probably helped, right? You probably hit that breaking point, and that was like, it might also just be like an emotional release too, like just that stress, from it. Because I think like that could also be it, I mean, I'm sure you're not working out as much, so you probably have also pent up stress and energy and stuff that you're not, you're not doing that stuff too. Yeah, it's very difficult. Yeah, it's weird.
It's been a challenge because it changes everything about life, like just being in pain,
It
man.
does. Do you think it can bring us? I mean, that's interesting what you said too about like, yeah, maybe like bringing, making you be able to see like if other people are in pain or stuff, just thinking like differently, seeing things differently, like if it can help us in that way. Because, like, I know Nietzsche used to say, like, yeah, because he had suffered from obviously syphilis, so he had like migraines and stuff. And he used to talk about a certain clarity he would get sometimes when he was like after a really painful episode, like a certain clarity, and that like things die down a little. And then there's like this moment where like you feel more rational, more clear than before, because like all of a sudden you get a break from these heavy emotions and feelings.
It was freaking nuts. It was like another sense.
Yeah, that's interesting. So how should people deal with pain though? I don't know how people, chronic pain is a pain, dude. I don't know how people do it, because like it is hard. That's a tough one. Like, and we
Well,
don't, our
so
medical industry does not treat pain very well either.
no, very poorly, very poor.
Yeah.
Well, like the thing is, it kind of we don't have very good solutions. Like, I mean, literally, in terms of like pain management, there's a few different classes of pain medications, but if they don't work, then you're screwed. Like, I
Yeah, and
remember
that's
that when I was
basically their
working as
only
a
thing.
vet. I remember that when I was working as a vet, there were some animals that like you could throw the whole pharmacy at them and they would still be in pain. And it's just like how until you get to a certain like strength of pain medication, but like once you get to that strength of pain medication, addictive and they have diminishing returns. Like you can only
Yeah.
stay on that for so long, or else you're just going to keep on increasing your dose until it's not effective.
Yeah, and that's what happens
So,
to a lot of people too, because you get in situations where you need that, and those medications too, usually you have to keep increasing them in order to get the same effect, which is also problematic, you know?
which stinks. Yeah,
Yeah, it
it
does.
stinks.
It
Yeah,
does.
yeah. So
Critical
yeah,
condition.
how do you deal with pain? I read something that meditation is actually does decrease pain, or at least
Okay, so
your or at least your experience of pain.
that makes sense. I mean, it's taking, you know, if you think about it, taking time to just sit, reflect, be present. And like, I think we don't do that a lot. We don't acknowledge things a lot. We tend to try to ignore them and just keep going. And meditation forces you to stop. And I think that is a good thing when we're dealing with pain and
Yeah.
stuff, is to stop and like acknowledge it.
It's probably helpful to have a meditation practice before the pain starts or
Yes.
gets really
Yeah.
bad, because
Yeah.
that's not the time to pick it up.
Oh God, no, that would be like the worst time to start. Yeah, knowing what
Yeah.
you're doing ahead of time would be very helpful in that situation at least. Yeah.
You know what was actually also helpful was I imagined, what would I say to you if you were in pain?
You get one.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that was pretty good. 'Cause like it happened where I was in a public situation, like a social situation, and the pain was really bad, and all of a sudden I was like completely triggered and
Yeah.
in a social situation where I couldn't like just leave immediately, and I was kind of getting on my own case about how I handled it. But then I was thinking of, well, if that happened to Danny, what would I say to him? And then I just said that to myself, and I was like, okay, cool. It's
Yeah,
good.
so self-compassion is good, right? Because I,
Yeah.
well, that's the other problem. You get in pain, and we that's our, I think that's our other issue, is we how do you say that? We don't like adjust our day according to how we are equipped to deal with it, you know? We don't like if we're in pain, we don't like, oh, okay, I'm in pain today, so I can only probably do 50% of what I would normally do, so I'll cut that to 50%. We still try and do 100% or 110, and then we get mad at ourselves for failing because we don't feel good. Where instead it would be much smarter to just acknowledge that you're in pain and give yourself a break and be compassionate and say, okay, I can probably only do this much today. I'll count as a win, you know, or whatever. And I think that's probably our biggest thing, is the frustration that comes with it gets me that the most. When I'm sick, when I don't feel good, when I'm in pain, it's like the frustration of not being able to do what I need to do. So just being easy on yourself. You know,
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
it's probably the most
Yeah, the
important
frustration, I can relate with that.
thing.
'Cause it's like you feel like you should be able to accomplish more
Yeah,
and you're
you
just
do.
not.
Because normally
Yeah.
you can, right? I mean, that's the other problem. It's like we're terrible, like that evaluation of normally I can, so I feel like I should still, but this is not normal. You know, it's an off week or
Yeah.
weeks.
And maybe just having faith that it will eventually end. 'Cause guaranteed it will.
Yeah,
Guaranteed. I mean, your
without
physical form
question.
may not be here when that happens, but guaranteed it will end. And
Yeah.
so like just like you mentioned with the ice bath, how you know there's an end to that, just actually having faith that there's also an end to this pain, whatever it may be.
Whatever that ending may entail.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever that may be.
Whatever that may be. I always like that about Epictetus, because he always said, you know, when we die, dying is the cessation of feeling. So there's nothing to fear, because there's nothing to feel, you know? So it's like there's nothing to experience. Yeah. I always like
Yeah.
that.
It makes sense. It's like the moments leading up to death that are like, you know, it's the dying part isn't that bad. It's like you don't want it to be painful.
Yeah, nobody wants it to be painful.
I don't want it to be like this. Like, I don't want my
No,
death to be like this,
nobody
because that
wants it
would
to be
suck.
miserable. Yeah. And I, well, and when it comes to that too, a lot of us, I think about too, like, we don't think about the actual person dying, but we think about everything else around it, like the people afterwards and stuff. But like, that's not a concern for the person that dies. So,
Not at
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Let's see what other stuff. Oh, you know, we were talking, I think maybe last week or something, about like the whole Buddhist notion of suffering, how like, you know, there's a in life there's suffering, there's a cause of suffering, there's a path to the end of suffering, all of that stuff. But like, finding out that the path to the end of suffering is just recognizing that suffering is a part of life and you can't get, you know,
Yeah,
like,
you not
so
get
like
away
that's
from it.
just like, oh, so you just have to accept it. Yeah.
I think too, we can also look at these moments as a ch I think as hard as it is, sometimes looking at these moments as a chance to grow too, or as a chance to like just reflect on ourselves too is positive and can help us. Like, you know, like you'll get through this, you will, and then you'll have gotten through it, you know? So like looking back on it, it'll look very different. Like you said too, the your memory of it will change dramatically over time. And so just kind of remembering that too, like, you know, that this will be a chance to overcome ourselves, to learn something new, maybe to deal with things differently, to realize that we can still keep going even when things are like this. And that's kind of a good thing to know, because moving forward, if something happens, you can at least tell yourself, well, I got through that, you know?
Yeah, you have the strength to do it.
Yeah.
One of the things that I was kind of laughing about over the past couple of weeks was like this this saying that they had at AA, which was like, "The war's over, you already lost." And it's like, dude, I was like, I've been like that the whole time. I'm like, I just freaking surrendered. Like, I get it. I fucking lost. Like, there's nothing I can do. And, you know, it's just like, because fighting it just tries, it just makes it worse. And
Yeah,
yeah.
it does. But that's what we all, I think that's our knee-jerk reactions to fight these things, right? And to blame, you know, to blame the world, to blame circumstances. And in reality, it's like, well, that doesn't get us anywhere, though. It's not going to help, you know? And it's like, and even making yourself feel like a victim doesn't actually help anything, because that takes the control away from you and it takes any kind of agency away. So it just, in a sense, makes it worse. Yeah.
Okay, so you're talking about control. I've been trying to think about this in like the dichotomy of control. So we can
Yeah.
control our judgments, our actions, and our, what am I
Responses to
saying?
things.
Decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that type
Thoughts.
of
Yeah.
stuff. Yeah, so I've been like, well, I have this judgment, this preference for no pain over pain. I have this
Yes.
judgment that this uncomfortable feeling is not good. But, you know, like, you ever hear about those like super tough Navy SEALs who like get shot and they're like, well, if I'm in pain, it means I'm still alive. And I'm
Yeah.
like, well, I definitely don't have that attitude. How about trying to adopt that judgment? You know, like that's something that's in my control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the truth, though. Like our perspective, the way we're thinking about something's totally in our control. And sometimes flipping that can be super helpful. Like crazy helpful. I don't know if I could get that far, but it still hurts. But yeah.
Know,
Yeah,
I was
no.
going to the office this morning thinking, well, I'm in pain, it means I'm still alive.
Yeah, at least you're still alive, right? And I
Yeah.
mean, on the other hand, too, like that pain, you know, looking at it that way too, like it could have been worse. Like the pain is also an indication that you can still use those, you know, your shoulder and your arm, and like that it will
True.
come back, and it's an indication to take it easy, but you know that it will get better. Like, so I think that's also a positive thing to look at it that way.
That's a good one.
You know, if you felt nothing, that would be even worse.
True. True. Yeah. So any other thoughts or comments?
It's hard. Dealing with pain's hard. I think, like, you know, I think mostly just like going easy on yourself, thinking about your perspective, acknowledging it, those are all really helpful and can help you get through it. And remembering that it will end, you know, it will go away.
Yeah. Yeah. And the compassion, that's a good thing. Like, what would you tell your best friend if they
Yeah.
were doing this? Because that's a helpful thing.
Oh, and you know, doing what you can to improve it. So, like, what can I actually do to make this better? Even if it's like just sitting a weird way on the couch because that's comfortable, or like, you know, taking medicate, doing the things that are appropriate to help you get healed as fast as possible, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. I thought of that today or yesterday. Like, what can I do today to feel better? Because I knew I wasn't going to fix it probably, but I was like, what can I actually do just to feel a little bit better today?
Yeah. Even if it's like just finding a way to sit where you can sit comfortably, you know, for an hour can be a huge help, though, you know?
True.
Yeah.
True. So there you have it. If you're in pain, I feel for you. It sucks.
Yeah,
And
it just sucks.
unfortunately, there's no good solutions.
No.
But we've done what we can to help here. So this is
Yeah.
the Existential Stoic Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, like, share, subscribe, leave a good review, whatever it may be. We'll catch you next time. I'm Randy. That's Danny. I'll see you later, Danny.
Later, Randy.